Hey guys, how are you doing? I hope amazingly. This is Juancast and I am your host, Juan Blasquez. So this is my first episode and I'm going to tell you about what I'm going to talk about during this first episode. I'm going to start off by telling you a little bit about myself, a story that happened to me at work yesterday, and what I plan and hope to do in my future episodes, and we'll see if that happens, right? So basically, I was born in Mexico City. And I moved to the United States at the age of 14 without speaking a word of English. And I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the past 16 years. And that's where I met my wife, my lovely wife, Emily. And we have kids now. So we spent some years there. And I am an actor, a voiceover actor and a painter. So that's what I do, but of course, since it's the arts, I have to pay the bills. So what I did for a living was massage therapy for the last 6 years. So last summer, or the end of summer, we decided to move to the United States. To move to Los Angeles, the United States. So my wife agreed, and here we are. But I stopped doing massage therapy, and I started waiting tables again. So I work at a Mexican restaurant in the Studio City area, and it's a beautiful restaurant, amazing food, amazing drinks, and a lot of famous people go and eat there. So it's common knowledge to not bother the famous people when they dine at a restaurant, especially if you work there, right? You don't want to be asking for their photographs or their autographs, and I feel like when they go out and eat there, they know that it's a very nice place and very calm, and they just seem happy that no one's bothering them. So what happened last night is that Kevin Smith sat at one of my tables, and I was very excited, but I wasn't gonna, you know, be asked to tell him that I was a huge fan of his work and all that stuff, because I want to keep my job and keep paying my bills, right? So I had a story that I had to share with him because he was an important story for me to share. So when he was about to leave, when he paid his check and he was just sitting down, I had a second to, and I came up to him and I was like, do you mind if I share a quick story with you? And he's like, no, go on, man. He was very nice about it. So basically what I told him was that I moved to the United States at the age of 14 years. And I went to high school and I didn't speak a word of English. And some of my buddies invited me to a movie theater. And I went, and it was Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back. So I didn't understand the humor because I didn't speak any English. So I noticed the whole theater was laughing. And I know that there was a lot of funny stuff, but I just didn't understand it. So years passed by, and I became fluent in English. And I'm at a Blockbuster store, which I think there are museums now. And I came across Jane Silent Bob Strike Back again. So I rented it, checked it out, went home, and watched it. And I laughed so hard. And I realized then why the whole movie theater was laughing. So he seemed to enjoy that story. He laughed and he shook my hand and he said, thank you. And he left me a very nice tip, which, you know, thank you, Kevin. And I went home after my long shift and, you know, I stopped by the 7-Eleven, got some beer so I could tell my wife about the short story that I had and just sit down and unwind. So as we were sitting down and enjoying our cold beer, which is awesome at the end of a long day, and she enjoyed the story, and it was just, it made me think about these moments that I'm going through at the restaurant and all these cases of success that I see, you know, of people that fight for their dreams and then they reach it and then they come and eat and enjoy the product of their work, which is awesome and it's inspiring. So it was just a great moment. So I went, as I usually do, went to YouTube and just searched for videos, but because of the subject was Kevin Smith, I pulled up some of his old movie trailers and, you know, certain moments from some of the movies that I love, you know, and certain moments that are just like, that I still joke around with my kids, you know, like when my kid, I have two daughters and, you know, they love Frozen, of course, and they talk about Olaf. But every time they say Olaf, I say Olaf Metal. And they said, what? Not Olaf Metal. His name is Olaf. And I say, whatever the circumstance is, as soon as they say Olaf, I say Olaf Metal. Someday they'll get it. I came across an interview with Kevin Smith with a guy that his last name is longer than two Mexican names combined. And Kevin Smith is talking about his first movie, you know, and how he made Clerks, and it was in black and white, and it's takes place at a convenience store. And then he talks about how he wanted to stop doing podcasts and stop doing movies and start creating podcasts. And he's basically saying that anyone can make a movie if they want to. Anyone can make a podcast if they want to. And the platforms nowadays with the internet makes it very easy for anyone to create. And that was, you know, it was just a moment that I was thinking like, you know, things happen for a reason. And here I am in Los Angeles after many years of, you know, trying to get into acting and voiceover and all this stuff. And I had this moment that it was just a personal experience that I will remember for a long time at the restaurant with Kevin Smith, and then watching his videos. And then it's like a reaffirmation, you know, go get your dreams, go make things happen, go make your own stuff. You can do it. And he was saying, if I can make a movie, you can make a movie. And he's saying how he wants his future insured when it comes to content. So start making stuff. And, you know, today I was just like, I'm going to make a podcast. And it might not be the best. It probably is not the best podcast ever. But I'm just going to be true to myself, be true to people out there, and then just let people know that I want to create and that I want to express myself and want to listen to people as well, because I am a very friendly person and very social. And we all have, I think we're meant to be social and to have fun with each other. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I got started with this. So I wanted to act, and I've known that for a long time. And I signed up with an agency in Milwaukee. And one time they called me and they said, hey, Juan, can you audition for a voiceover? I didn't really know what voiceovers were. But I showed up and they said, can you read this paragraph in Spanish? So I did. And then they said, that was awesome. Thank you. We'll let you know. So then a few days later, they called me and they were like, you got the job. And I was like, perfect. So they gave me the address. I went to do the job. And many months passed after that. And then I auditioned again for another voiceover and I got it. And the sound engineer told me, have you thought about doing this for a living? You're really good at it. You're a natural. And I was like, I haven't thought about it, but I'm thinking about it. Why don't we get started? Let's help me out. He helped me out. We produced a demo. And then basically I started submitting it to many agencies. And every time I sent it, they would call me back and they said, we want to work with you. So I knew that I had something going on there. And I started getting a little more work here. Some time would pass, get more work there. And of course, life is going on between that. You know, I have kids, paying the bills, working as a massage therapist at a nice spa in Milwaukee. And it got to a point where I'm getting busy, but not busy enough. And I'm not a patient person. And I have a lot of people telling me, like, you're good. Like, you are also a young guy and you're Hispanic. You should be in LA. And I was like, you know what? Sold. I'm moving to LA. So I talked to my wife and, you know, we bought a house and we had to leave that behind. We had to start kind of like all over again. She agreed and she helped me out to make this dream happen. And here we are, after traveling thousands of miles in a car packed with stuff, living in an apartment in Los Angeles. And it's hard and it's great. And we're fighting for our dreams. And I'm hoping and wanting to keep talking about my experiences growing up in Mexico City and living with my mom and struggling in Mexico and then moving to the United States and looking for a better way of life and then pursuing my dreams and moving across country after spending 16 years in one small city, actually. So, yeah, let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to tell me. I'm here to listen and to talk to you and share experiences and moments, because as humans, we are going through a stage right now where social media is bad, but it's also good. You know, it's bad because, you know, all the reasons that it's bad, but we can connect with each other. And I'm reaching out because I want to connect with people, and I'm here for you guys. So you can reach me on Twitter at Blasquez Juan, which is B as in boy, LASQUEZ. Let me know your thoughts of this episode. Don't be too cruel, because it's my first one. So yeah, let me know what you want, and we'll see you next time. All right, adios.